Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Vicki Oliver. Vicki is the author of Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One. I memorized that book. Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. That's still my favorite book. Vicki, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
Oh, thank you. It's Vicki, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com.
Pretty easy. Vic, check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Hey, Vicki, we're talking about dealing with the issues of remote working these days. What are some of the – we still don't know all of the dynamics that it's going to play out. It's going to be a year, two, maybe 5 years before somebody writes a book about – which you, I'm sure you will – about – all the different variables and nuances of an ingrained work from home workplace. What do you think?
Right. Yes, I think so. But in the meantime, we have these tips.
Yeah, right. To get us there. No, this is to get us there. And my only reason for saying that, Vicki, is folks, you're not going to have all the answers by January 1. Work through them, chronicle them, make notes. Tell your people, hey, I'm doing my best to work this out. You guys are doing your best to work this out. Let's cut each other some slack. What do you think?
I think that's a really great idea. I
mean, with standards, though.
One thing I've noticed with all the meetings that I've been on, like through Zoom, is that the meetings always take about 7 or 8 minutes to start. You know,
yeah.
There's always someone who doesn't have a great connection or they can't get on, you know, or somebody's clamoring in their background, and the meetings don't start on time. And if you're a boss in that situation and you're used to having people come into a conference room and, you know, start, it can be a little bit harrowing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in this era, I would say you have to sort of, you know, stay flexible and just realize, like, okay, if they're a little bit late, they're just going to have to catch up. You know, we're going
right.
to get started, and don't let it rattle you. Like, things are happening with the technology. Mm-hmm. Don't let it rattle you.
And you know what? That part of it is, may not change for a long time. We still have a lot of sketchy broadband connectivity. Getting people to unmute and unmute, that we can fix that. But, and how you dress and not eating while we're having a meeting, those kinds of things. We can fix those things. Showing up on time, we can fix that. But that's one of the things we're going to have to deal with for a while. And that's if somebody lives in an area that's underserved, you know, they may have a little bit of sketchy connectivity. What about getting the conversation, the feedback back and forth? What about that?
I think you need to ask for feedback, you know, particularly if you are the host of these meetings. You need to check in later and say, you know, how did you think that went?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think I could have done better? What should we do going forward? Also, sometimes the meetings are too long. You know, it's hard
mm-hmm.
to just sit in one spot without, you know, moving at all. And sometimes maybe you need two meetings, instead, you know, shorter instead of a huge long meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But be open to feedback. Ask for it and give feedback. I mean, you don't have to be the boss to give a little bit of constructive feedback.
So, and then when you get there, if it's a meeting inside the company where you're planning things, I mean, conduct it like a meeting, right? Sue, I need you to do this. Bill, what have you heard from so and so, right?
Exactly.
Just conduct a meeting.
You know, you need to define the timelines, and that applies whether you are the boss or somebody working at the company. You need to be realistic and define the timelines and say what the expectations are and the goals, just like you would in an in-person meeting.
Mm-hmm. Should somebody, maybe more than in the face-to-face environment, should somebody be assigned to make notes of what was said, what was agreed to, what was expected, and then distribute that out? I mean, I guess if you're going to have six of these a day, it's hard to do that. But But, I mean, at some point in
time. I think it's a great idea to do that, but, you know, with the Zoom technology, if you're using Zoom, there is a function where you can record the meeting, but.
Yeah, this somebody's got to go back and listen.
If you do it, you have to ask permission. People should not be recorded without their knowledge.
What else? I got about a minute. What else should we work on?
I would say just because we're in this time of COVID-19, I think it's really important to check in on people's well-being, their emotional well-being, too. Mm-hmm. Try to be more empathetic. Try to listen harder. Ask, how are you doing? You know, how is your family doing? Are you guys healthy? How's it going for you? You know, these are harrowing times, and we all have to be more sensitive and more empathetic.
Do you think... In some scenarios, people are going to have the option of working from home or not. But sometimes bosses, you know, management may want to say, tell you, we want you to work from home. Some people may say, I can't or I don't want to. We need to be prepared for that too, right? Because at some point in time, this is going to come up, isn't it?
Yes, it's coming up now. I have heard a lot of people that I know say they're the only person working in their office, and everybody else is in their homes.
Right.
And, you know, some people really love to go to an office.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, especially if they're extroverts, they get their energy that way. No question.
Absolutely.
Hey, Vicki Oliver, Vicki with a Y, Oliver.com is the website. Hey, Vicki, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I would love that.
We love having you on the show. Vicki Oliver, ladies and gentlemen, the awesomely amazing Vicki Oliver. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.